You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired February 19th, 2025. Ahead of the provincial election, and in the midst of several overlapping social, environmental, and economic crises, the Social Development Center of Waterloo Region is hosting the first in a series of community discussions centered on building local community power. The first event, called Cutting Through the Noise, a Forum for Building Community Power, is happening on Friday, February 21st, and hopes to, quote, turn our collective anxiety into something productive, unquote, by creating a space for folks to, quote, catch our breath, acknowledge our worries, unquote, and to discuss pathways to challenge the issues that are most important to residents. Describing the impetus to organize the discussion, the event's webpage reads, "Mass layoffs seem imminent in the face of a looming tariff war. Housing costs are eating up an ever-increasing share of our incomes. Our schools are underfunded, our hospitals are inundated, and homeless encampments have become entrenched as more people are pushed into poverty. All of this against a backdrop of dizzying political announcements, new legislation, new funding, new election timelines, and yet no improvements in the realities we see around us. But history has shown us that social change is possible." Unquote. The event is nonpartisan, and organizers see it as a litmus test for political candidates who claim to be connected to community and grassroots movements. David Alton, the facilitator of the event, told CKMS News, quote, "I don't want any political party to think they just get the vote of people in Waterloo Region. They have to earn it." Unquote. This show features an interview with David Alton, the Lived Expertise Program facilitator at the Social Development Center of Waterloo Region, and the facilitator of this event, which runs from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, February 21st, at St. John the Evangelist Anglican Church on Duke Street in downtown Kitchener. Here, David Alton introduces himself, the event, and some of the reasons behind it.
I am David Alton, and I am the Lived Expertise Program Facilitator at the Social Development Center of Waterloo Region. At the Social Development Center, we are part of a whole network of community organizers from the grassroots level, the mutual aid level, to the agency level, and everyone's been trying to think, how do we meet this moment? You know, there's a lot of anxiety over what's going on in America and what that means for us locally. There's obviously a provincial election happening and an expected federal election later this year. And so sometimes it just feels powerless to see all this kind of harmful neoliberal transformation around us and not see a sense of community power and agency. And so we're like, rather than bring together candidates, let's bring together our community members to just release some of the anxiety and then brainstorm and strategize together. The event actually is Friday is the first of several we're hoping through the spring to just support community organizing, community power building, to help people who are anxious find a place to put that energy and to help those people who are already taking action in a community build bigger coalitions and build more infrastructure that can help us as Waterloo Region speak our needs louder and louder and louder.
This is a nonpartisan event. Will there be some of the local candidates? Do you think they'll show up for a discussion anyway?
I think there may be candidates coming if they are connected to grassroots. I think this is a good litmus test, really. You know, if candidates show up, it's because they are listening to what's going on the ground and they are seeing that so many of our grassroots communities, so many of people who are seeking progressive change in our community are not seeing their voice represented. And so we hope they'll come and join, but they're not the center of attention. The center of attention is actually what are the needs of the people on the ground right now and how do we better and better articulate that. We're really hoping that this can be an event that could seed new political identities altogether, ones that are more grassroots informed and more representative of our local community.
What are some of the topics that are going to be discussed or that have been discussed that you're hearing about from the community?
Obviously, there's a lot of conversations around the impacts of all these neoliberal changes on housing, on homelessness, and on poverty. There's a lot of people in our community who are struggling, and a lot of people who are really trying to find those mutual aid community supports to help keep themselves and their loved ones alive and safe through this period. So that's always a big theme. But we know that there are going to be climate organizers there. We know that there's going to be racial justice and land back organizers there. We know that there are going to be organizers there looking for transformation of the health sector and transformation of, you know, social services, because these are like all of these communities are struggling. And I think one of the beautiful things in our position at the Social Development Center is because we have relationships with all these grassroots organizers, we get to be a bridge through all these different voices coming together. And so the biggest need, what we're seeing, is that they are just not feeling represented by our current electoral system, and that they're getting very anxious that this kind of neoliberal global project is just going to steamroll over the people of Waterloo Region. So they want to fight back.
Noting the event's write-up, I asked David Alton, what does practice building local collective power look like in action? Here's what they had to say.
I think that's a lot of coalition building, information building. You know, we've had a lot of transformation of the way we get our information, the way we find community. And so people are more isolated and separated than they have ever been before. So we're very interested in infrastructure that can help bring people together, infrastructure that help keep people informed, and most importantly, infrastructure that can actually either infiltrate or challenge these systems of power. I think it's very notable that Waterloo Region is one of the only communities in Ontario that has a Green Party. That's not because Waterloo Region is a center of Green activism. It's just because Waterloo Region has so many people who are seeking something different. And I think we want even further difference than what we're currently seeing. So I think we are looking for community journalism. We are looking for community mobilization, community empowerment. And I wouldn't be opposed to seeing some alternatives to our current political processes and political options.
I then asked Alton about their use of the term neoliberal and how this dominant economic paradigm applies to the main political parties in Ontario. Here is their response.
I was watching the debate last night, and not a single party leader was able to give a defense of collective action. Doug Ford was just trashing taxes, trashing government. We're seeing what's happening in the states where there's just the gutting of the federal government. Where are the leaders who are speaking up for why these collective institutions, these collective actions like taxation, like community services matter, right? These are key things that keep people alive, help people access the services and care they need. And yet we have a political system that is completely ambivalent to the act of government itself. And that is a huge red flag for everyone in my community, at least.
What can folks expect on Friday?
We're trying to keep it very open because we know that there'll be people coming who have never done kind of organizing or connection before. And so we want it to be an accessible space. There'll be lots of opportunities to just build relationships and get introduced to stuff that's currently going on. First off, there's going to be food too. This is a space for collective sharing over food and community. And then we have some facilitated space to try and help us begin to process both the emotional impacts of this neoliberal attacks that we're seeing, as well as create space for ideation and community building. So if you are new to this space, you're going to be able to come, see what's currently going on, have a lovely meal, get to meet some new people, and then get to start ideating on how you can take action to help build a voice of collective action in Waterloo Region.
This event is, you know, a pre-election event. Is the Social Development Center Waterloo Region want folks to get out there and vote?
Oh, 100%. I think this event is to help people. Actually, we did it a week before the election, so to give some time for some strategy about what does get out the vote mean, but also what does get out the vote mean in a way that centers community grassroots needs, right? So I don't want any political party to think that they can just get the vote of people in Waterloo Region. They have to earn it. And by having a loud community voice, we actually have the ability to influence who gets voted in, but also how accountable they are to community. So I would not vote for anyone who is not able to be accountable to our grassroots community. And this is a great litmus test, this conversation, to come together and see how can we best mobilize and strategize for this election, but also beyond this election, knowing, as we said, all these parties are limited, and we need a future that is pro-community. And that's what we're hoping we'll build together. The Social Development Center, while we are connecting this network of organizers, we are only one part of the community. And so for us to really, truly achieve the transformation we're looking for, it's up to you, the listeners, to come out and bring your voice and bring your gifts and your skills to the table. Maybe you have the gift of mutual aid. Maybe you have the gift of community building and community action. Maybe you have the gift of, you know, journalism and spreading the word. Whatever your gift is, you know, please come up to the table and help us build a better tomorrow for Waterloo Region.
That was David Alton, the Lived Expertise Program Coordinator at the Social Development Center of Waterloo Region, and the facilitator of Cutting Through the Noise, a forum for building community power. This event is taking place from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, February 21st, at St. John the Evangelist Anglican Church on Duke Street in downtown Kitchener. For more information about this discussion and the event series, visit waterlooregion.org. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.